Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the biggest news today is obviously Frank in Oak Park having a cat. That's more information than we've gotten in a long time.
It adds to the mystique of Frank in Oak Park. It adds to the mystery that surrounds him, this idea.
All these people who are like, oh, of course he is. Listen here, Monday morning quarterbacks. You never know. You just don't know.
Did anybody think that Dustin Rhodes would have a parakeet?
No, right? I did not see that coming.
Right,
I mean, bald eagle.
I mean, Red Hub with a golden retriever we could picture, unless...
A parakeet is a very docile animal for Dustin to have.
Unless you picture Frank like Dr. Evil with Mr. Bigglesworth.
Which you can, yes.
Because that
works.
There was
some cartoon villain who had a cat.
Wasn't Snidely Whiplash? I'm trying to think.
It was like an 80s cartoon. Somebody sent me the GIF. I just can't recognize the cat.
So,
also, Herb, Dan and I have come up with a bracket for head coaching candidates. And one of our regionals of the bracket, we want it to be coaches who have been blocked by Herb, or coaches who have blocked Herb on Twitter. And it's like in the PJ Fleck division, we have PJ Fleck, Pat Fitzgerald. I bet Harbaugh's blocked you and you don't even know it.
And then they said you should also interview the candidates.
Yes, we want you in on the interviews.
Well, that one's going to be hard.
No, random.
I'm persona non grata with them.
No, the man fears you, as we know. So I think there's something
about
to
their bum ass squad.
See, the interview's already begun. I like
that. I want at least one part of the bracket of the Field of 64 to be coaches who have blocked Herb on Twitter.
Layla, I believe, according to texters, it is either Dr. Claw, the villain from Inspector Gadget, or some are saying that Gargamel and his cat Azrael from the Smurfs.
I believe it is Dr. Claw from Inspector
Gadget.
Yeah,
it's Dr. Claw because Azrael hated Gargamel, and Dr. Claw's cat was often in his lap, looking like an evil overlord. Like, that's what it was. But Gargamel, like, Azrael hated him. Wyatt Cenac has a uproariously hilarious bit about Azrael and Gargamel.
Yes.
And Smurfs.
I love
it. Smurfing.
Also, we didn't say thanks to anybody because I interrupted, but I think Herb has more influence on this coaching search than we think.
Thanks to Mike Florio. Thanks to Hub Arkish. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Evan Thomas, Rick Camp, Mike Rankin, and Ray Diaz, I think. Even if Ray wasn't here. I don't know if I saw Ray.
Ray was here.
I thank him anyway, regardless. Hello, Lawrence Holmes.
Dan, Layla, how are you two?
If you were a villain, would you have a cat?
No.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't want anyone else to take care of it, and I wouldn't have time to take care of it because I'd be out doing evil.
Nobody would.
Villain cat takes care of itself.
No one would take a villain seriously if he were sneezing and scratching his eyes the entire time. I've taken them hostage, and I wanted ransom. What's wrong with him? Let's storm the mountainside lair and just take everything.
Maybe a big cat, like a lion. I'd have that.
I'd be allergic to that, too.
Isn't there some just, like, big nondescript cat? What is it? A serral? It's just
serval.
Serval. Thank you. It's just a large cat.
That'd be fine.
Mountain lions look like they're just large cats, but we all know that's not the case.
But I don't know if I'd have time to take care of it, though. Like, that's the thing. And I wouldn't want anyone else to. So
A serval looks like a leopard with a tiny head.
Ooh, leopard.
Why does it have such a tiny head?
Yes, they're weird looking. I don't think that's a regular cat, by the way. You wouldn't want that in your house.
A serval?
Yeah.
No,
I
mean,
I don't want a regular cat in my house.
That cat wants to run free. Yeah. And apparently there's one of it making coffee. Well, okay, so it can do some stuff.
It's behind Hub at his house during his hits. There's the dog drinking and then the cat making coffee.
Yeah. Oh, this is pretty great. His name is Spartacus the Serval Cat. He escaped from home. See? Because that cat wants to run free.
Wait, so that was an actual house cat that got away?
In Chicago. There's a really cute picture of the serval making coffee. I mean, maybe he's not making it, but it looks like he is.
Okay, mine says Merrimack, New Hampshire.
I saw it in the Tribune.
Where Spartacus was.
Okay.
I am Spartacus!
Trapped near its home and is in good health.
No, I am Spartacus!
It was safe and sound now after spending days in the New Hampshire wild. I think it came back because it wanted coffee.
Hey, Lawrence.
Yes, Layla.
You and I have talked about NFL wildcard weekend being pretty great. For a while.
I usually have people over to the house for wild card weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately, Omicron might come to your party.
Correct.
However, I feel like this is one of those weekends where, because of the Bears news, we haven't given it its proper due.
I am looking forward to wild card weekend. I'm also really interested. I'm a little surprised that the players went along with, sure, we'll play a wild card game on Monday and then the winner has to go on and play a divisional round game on Sunday. Like I'm surprised that they allowed that to happen, but I'm here for it. And there's an empty space in the schedule. And I saw Ben Volen's thing today that of the top 100 television programs through 2021, how many would you guess were NFL games?
Oh.
The top 100?
Top 100 rated television programs.
Starting what year? Ever?
Starting in 2021.
Oh, 2021?
The highest rated TV shows.
Just this year.
In 2021.
Okay. I'll say at least 50%.
Dan?
I will say 60%.
You are both way off. The number is 92.
What?
Yes.
What happened to all these people who weren't going to watch football anymore? Where did they go?
They apparently are totally okay with watching NFL football. They just kind of say that on Twitter.
Did they realize that that was canceling something because they hate cancel culture? Or do you think that that's giving too much credit?
The irony there is a little too rich for those people. But yes, 92 of the top rated 100. And usually what it is, because this is one thing I talk with the students about. Usually it's either football, live sports, or award shows. Because they are, for the most part, DVR proof.
Award shows?
Yeah, for the most part. Like, people want to watch the Emmys or they want to watch the Oscars. But usually what you find in the top 100 is a whole bunch of football. And then, the Oscars was in there at number 78.
What about the Field of Dreams game? I feel like that got a lot of ratings.
I haven't looked at the total list yet. I would be surprised if it did, because usually baseball has a hard time, even with the World Series rating.
Especially with the World Series rating sometimes.
So we'll see. Like I would, if they went to 200, I would imagine it's in there, but I doubt it's in the 100.
What was the year that there was a World Series game up against some rag ass
Jacksonville, Jaguars? Tennessee,
yes, it was Jaguars, Tennessee, and it, like, the NFL game tripled it or something.
Yeah, and honestly, Dan, I remember that night because that was a Monday night, and back in the day, The whole crew used to go to Stanley's because Stanley's would have their buffet on Monday night, and we had our Score Fantasy Football League. So it was me, Goff, Herbie, Tanny, Brendan McCaffrey, and we were all more interested in the NFL game. Sure. That was trash than the what was going on in the World Series.
Night like that, you wait long enough and Moises Alou might roll in.
That's true. Although we were in the West Loop Stanleys, not the Lincoln Park Stanleys that night.
Yeah, that Lincoln Park Stanley. Occasionally, you'd be a Dusty Baker sighting Every once in a while, at least where I was, you'd see like 11 o'clock the next morning, Moise Alou walking his dog.
What's the place? It's hockey themed. That was like across
Gamekeepers.
The street. Gamekeepers, yes. Is Gamekeepers still around? I know Stanley's went away a few years ago.
Do you remember there was a video store right across the street from Stanley's on Armitage? When we lived on Mohawk there, we used to go rent videos at this. It's like a knockoff Blockbuster.
Is it Family Video?
No, it wasn't Family Video. I forgot what it was called, but that's where we would go rent movies. And I remember one time I gave my name, and the woman was looking at me. I was like, I can't find it. I said, what do you mean? She was like, well, I just can't find it. And I said, I gave the name again. And she goes, I know. It's a stupid name.
Wow. That is aggressive.
She said, it's a, like, really? Did you say it's a stupid name? She said, yeah.
That is aggressive.
Right? And 2 weeks later, they were out of business. So I declare that a win.
I will say that if you're not watching baseball, Kodak Black is out here giving you reasons to watch hockey.
Oh, my God. I was waiting, and I wanted to see if you were going to say it, and I wasn't going to say anything.
Why weren't you going to say anything? It's
because
hilarious.
What is there to say? The funniest part about all of that was the line that he thought he was in a room with tinted windows, only to realize he still had his sunglasses on. What substance was that good, Kodak?
And he was next to the brain trust of the Florida Panthers. They were in the box next door. Like, it's so, like, I had a really good day yesterday. And then at the end of the day, like, I'm just on Twitter and I see it pop up, the video that is. And I just had a really good chuckle going into a thread with Clinton Yates and Evan Moore. And then
Evan was hilarious.
Rondeep Janda, my man from Vancouver, jumped in there and said that he should immediately go to the Hockey Hall of Fame for what happened in last night's game.
Can you describe it for us?
Sexy time.
Really?
Yeah, like legit. Sexy time.
In an open air suite. And he thought he was behind tinted windows, but no, those tinted windows were just his sunglasses.
It looks like it could maybe be a lap dance. It could be.
No.
But
no.
It really wasn't, Dan. Like there he's giving her the business down there. If you look on Twitter and just Kodak Black, Kodak liked the picture.
Yeah, I know.
And you'll be able to find, and then people were seeing him. He was videoed from across the pond. Like people are like, what's going on over there? Oh, that's going on up there.
Was that like when Skydome first opened and some people in that hotel
in
didn't realize? Yep.
Yeah, that the curtains weren't drawn and you were. But yeah, he went there and people were excited that he was there. And apparently he was excited that he was there.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, Dan.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Hey, as long as everyone consents to it, I'm good with it. Go and have yourself a good time at the hockey
fights.
Let's
do that hockey.
Let's do that damn hockey is right. So I spent the night chuckling like a 12-year-old because we just decided that we were going to start posting GIFs.
Ain't no lap dance.
Well, I mean, you know, there's some very talented people in the performing arts.
And ain't no lap dance.
That doesn't feel like it was a lap dance. And I love that there are going to be so many people that are introduced to Kodak Black today. Because they were like, what?
I just love the fact that the NHL, or I guess it was the NHL or the Panthers, had a tweet saying, welcome Kodak Black, and then it was deleted.
See, I think they need to embrace it. I think they need to be like, hey, you want to have a good time? Come to a Florida Panthers game.
Well,
just know that other people can watch you and it's not tinted glass.
Why am I
seeing
this
now? Dude, that's the best part. Oh, I thought it was behind tinted glass. Oh, it was just my sunglasses. What? That's like the funniest thing I've heard in a long time.
I don't know how this got by you on Twitter last night, Dan. Maybe you had fallen asleep. I know that I was laughing so, because then it became like, how creative could we be? How far could we go with it last night on Twitter? And it was hysterical.
Evan was the funniest of all.
I agree.
Like, Evan was the funniest, and it wasn't even close.
Yeah, because then you start talking about, you know, poke checks and back checks.
Both.
Back shots. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you could talk about. So Yeah, that was...
Well, when every hole is numbered.
See, there you go.
Right?
There's a lot of things that you could end up doing. And apparently Kodak Black wanted to take advantage of that.
I don't know where you're from, Black, but you're on the air.
Yes, you are. You were on the air and people saw you. Well, he wasn't on the air, but people saw him on the twitters.com.
I do not know how... I mean... It's explainable how he gets in that situation.
Sure.
But maybe just not in the seats.
It's good to be the king.
Well, if you're sitting there and you're like, I have all this room, and you think that no one can see you, you know,
there's no way he could think that no one could see him. I'm not buying that for a second.
Dan Layla just explained it to you.
I know, but see, that's funny after the fact. He didn't care.
He might be on substances that may allow him to think that the windows are tinted because he's wearing sunglasses.
As they say
in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Repeatedly.
He didn't do the hockey so much.
Well, he did. He was there. They were paying it. They were close. I think they were on the glass earlier. Sitting. They were sitting on the glass earlier. And then later they got invited upstairs and then, you know. Yaha time. But yes, Dan, I'm surprised that this got past you, so to speak.
Okay. That's
that is a way to enjoy yourself. That is what you said,
in-game entertainment.
Okay, so here's the question. This makes him a legend, right?
Has to.
That's some legendary type stuff right there. And I don't know if he was thinking that this makes me a legend, but it kind of does. And I think that the Panthers should lean into the activities.
I mean, it takes two to tango, though.
Right.
So if we're talking about the agency of all involved, just because he thought he was behind tinted glass, it doesn't mean that she did.
Perhaps she was totally okay with not being in front of tinted glass.
Right. I would guess that was the case, yes.
I mean, maybe she's like, hey, check this out. This, because, I mean, the angle is impressive.
Hers? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I think you'd be really dizzy when you stood up.
Like, that's someone who clearly does forward fold in yoga. Clearly. Because that is key.
I think it was more about the balance on the stairs, personally.
I am so impressed with all of this. And I think the Panthers are really missing an opportunity here. You want to open up hockey to a whole new... That's initially what they were trying to do, right? We want to bring Kodak Black here. We want to reach out to a whole new fan base. Well, now you got it. Now people are like, you know what I should do?
There are people standing in the doorway.
Yes. Now, see, that...
On both sides, there's someone else in the back of the room on the left. And there's... I don't know if that's a security guard... Or they're not alone.
Correct, Dan, which is one of my issues with it. But hey, if that's how you roll and everyone's cool with it, cool.
Just maybe not in the arena, the seats.
Totally in the arena now.
Oh, man.
This is now the Mile High Club for sports fans.
Yeah, probably.
You know, what can you get away with?
It's been done before.
Sure it has. That's what Dan was talking about.
Was it Oakland?
Oh, you're right. There was that thing that was like high up, right? They were at the top of the Coliseum.
Yep.
So to speak.
They were.
Okay.
And then something happened in El Paso. Like this, it was one of the bowl
games. At a UTEP game?
No, it was one of the bowl games. There were like these two kids sitting on the hill overlooking the Sun Bowl.
First of all, it's picturesque at the Sun Bowl. You're outside. You're having a good time. Everyone can sense. Why not?
Wait, texters are saying there are new angles released today that show it was a lap dance.
See, that's why I wanted to make sure. Because it kind of looked like a lap dance was being performed. But then we could also talk about the angles of Urban Meyer that we saw. And it leaves you kind of questionable about what was actually happening.
So the police have released a statement. The police have come out, and members of the police, that they've come out and they've said, apparently.
I thought that was just a joke text.
No, there's multiple now. They said there is a. They said there are recent reports the police have released a statement.
Ten years from now, you'll see
no blacks at all.
It's true, King.
The text line is hilarious.
Speaking of members of the police, Dan, have you ventured into only murderers in the building?
No.
It's good. It's Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Sting is actually a part of the cast.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. It's on Hulu. Selena Gomez is amazing. She does have a voice affectation that drives me a little bit crazy, but she's very good in this thing.
Only murders. Oh, okay. Martin Short and Steve Martin.
They're so great. And some of the people that end up jumping in this that you don't, that I don't want to tell you who else is in it, but some of the other people that jump in on it make it fantastic.
I heard it.
Highly recommend it.
When we've been doing a lot of driving lately for hockey, and one thing that that Jason and I always do when we're on our own is we listen to inappropriate comedy or important historical comedy, and we've been doing a Richard Pryor deep dive lately. And there's an interview between a very young Steve Martin and a very young Richard Pryor that's really, really awesome.
Okay, I will put that on my list.
And also, if you ever get the chance, just apropos of nothing, Richard Pryor's stuff about Leon Spinks is so funny, I almost drove off the road.
Okay.
And his bit about Leon Spinks and his money and his trip to St. Louis and Richard Pryor's trip to St. Louis and how everybody looked like Leon Spinks. And it's I can't do it justice, but like I ran into so many things I'd either heard and didn't think of at the time, but that was it. Some of the most fun we've had in a long time on one of these trips was that. I'm trying to think of, I've been crowdsourcing what's next, but there's been a lot of suggestions.
Well, I think that you will enjoy Only Murders
in the Building. Only Murders in the Building. Got it.
It's good. And if you have any sense of New York, and like you'll dig it. You'll dig it. It's those two guys are great together, and them, you can see how much they really enjoyed working with Selena Gomez too. And that was dope. Like, it was really dope. It's a well done thing, and it's about podcasting too, which I thought was fascinating. So check it out. I look forward to your review.
What's on your show?
Today, Dan Durkin returns.
Uh-oh.
And, yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, please, just have him go over the fourth down conversions.
He and I were texting during the press conference,
yeah,
and all I can tell you is, uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask him to break down anything.
I'm so jealous.
I'm just going to open up the phone line for him to talk about the Bears, and that's it. Then Cody Westerlund is going to join me. We are going to talk about the Bulls and the stomping that happened last night of the Pistons. We've got the two-minute report. Billy Donovan had some great stuff to say about Zach LaVine. I'm going to talk a little local college basketball. I'm going to go through the Weederer piece in the Tribune, which is amazing. And that's it. That's what we're going to do.
Sounds
and Herbie's
good.
Back, so it's all good. So you two have a wonderful rest of your day. And Dan, enjoy all of the Kodak Black conspiracy theories.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.